It's Labor Day, a holiday that we treat as if it were the end of summer, and that's good enough for our purposes here today. Since Memorial Day, this program has been presenting a collection of sounds that evoke the idea of summer. So, with the season over, it's time to summarize.
It's summertime!
Our feature served as a sonic evocation of all the pleasures and pains of the days of warm weather. The bang of thunder, the call of Alaskan loons,
this one is deep to left field.
The comforting sound of baseball on the radio,
and a home run.
And machines. We had the reckless roar of a motorcycle, the persistent puttering of a lawnmower, the rise and fall of an air conditioner's machinery, and there were the plunges of a roller coaster and the steadiness of a ride on a kiddie train at the zoo. You let us inform you about the drudgery of plopping string beans into a bucket, and you salivated to the music of an ice cream truck. Did we have the snort of a hog in a sty? Indeed we did. And the cheers of a Little League game, and the barrage of a drag race. You heard the thump of a heartbeat on a quiet night, the melody of a campfire song, the clatter of a six-pack of beer, and the whiz of a skateboard. Who can forget the chirp of a bird known as Chuck Will's widow, the buzz of mosquitoes, bullfrogs, and cicadas? And what's a summer sound series without the clink of ice in a glass of tea? Or the rhythm of steel drum music. Or an outdoor Shakespearean performance.
Lie down and measure out my grave.
And we didn't let you down in the realm of paddleball playing, or the chug of a freight train, or the squirt of sunblock. We reminded you of long-ago radio jingles.
66 WNBC.
The sound of shoveling earth to plant crops. And the slam of a screen door. Summer sounds are not summer sounds without golf, fireworks, and ocean waves. And we had them all. What we didn't have, and what many of you longed to hear from us, were a barbecue, bicycles, boats, and harbor bells. Despite all your recommendations, we never got around to canning, fans, horses, mothers calling their kids home for dinner, and bug zappers. Sorry about that. And not a flip-flop flopped, nor a sprinkler or a squirt gun sprayed. And except in newscast, we didn't hear hurricane winds. Sorry again. Those sounds will have to wait for another summer. But thanks to all of you for your emails. And how do you end a summer sound series? Here's how.
My name is Corey Turner. I'm senior editor here at All Things Considered, and my summer sound comes from the back seat. When I was a boy and my family went on summer vacation, we didn't fly. We drove. And drove. And I'm sure I drove my parents crazy. That is my 2.5-year-old son, Eamon. And this summer, I was the one strapping my poor child into the back seat for a 2,000-mile summer road trip.
We're about 5 miles from DuQuoin, Illinois,
that's
and
funny.
Eamon, are you ready for a nap?
Night.
Are you asleep now?
Yeah.
When he wasn't napping or pretending to nap, we made sounds for all the animals we saw. And when the scenery afforded nothing but cornfields and fellow travelers, we played one of my old favorites, Spot the Car.
There's one.
Where? I don't see a red car.
It's right there.
Where?
It's right there. Here it is. Oh.
There was also lots of singing.
No wheels and the rum dum dum.
Notice the skillful improvisation and rhythmic hiccuping.
All through the town.
As did my parents so many years ago, my wife Rachel and I had one nuclear option. On the rare occasion when things got bad, and I mean bad, I mean this bad. We'd put in a mixed CD of songs made by a couple of good friends and fellow parents as a parting gift at their son Henry's second birthday party. Eamon loves it and knows it simply as
Henry's music. Henry's music. Henry's music. It's the musical. Mommy, I want Henry's music. Please.
It had everything. A peppy version of Wheels on the Bus, C is for Cookie, a duet between Oscar the Grouch and Johnny Cash, and my favorite by Clarence Frogman Henry.
Ooh, ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
It didn't really matter what song we played, as long as Eamon knew it was from Henry's music, he'd smile, relax, sit back, and forget that he was still trapped in the back seat on his first summer road trip.
That's our own Corey Turner with the summer sounds from a road trip with his 2.5-year-old son. And with that, our long ride through the audio landscape of the season comes to an end.